From WDAV Classical Public Radio and South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Lisa Simeone with World of Opera. When it comes to music evoking the Elizabethan era in England, what we're listening to now might be called the real thing. It's a courtly dance, played by a small instrumental ensemble, the type of music that Queen Elizabeth I might have heard herself. And while this sort of thing may sound a bit quaint today, it comes from a turbulent time in English history, an era that's been inspiring music and drama for centuries. This dire music is from a 1998 film depicting the early Elizabethan years with a modern-day movie star, Kate Blanchett, playing the determined young queen. The life of Elizabeth I also attracted Hollywood stars about 60 years earlier in a blockbuster boasting an Oscar-nominated score by Erich Wolfgang Korngold. The 1939 film, The Private Lives of Elizabeth and Essex, features Bette Davis and Errol Flynn. It speculates on something that people were already whispering about back in the 1500s, that the unmarried Elizabeth, known as the Virgin Queen, actually had a secret, passionate love life. Not surprisingly, that possibility also found a receptive audience in the world's opera houses. In the movie, Errol Flynn plays one of the Queen's rumored lovers, the Earl of Essex. More than 100 years earlier, in an opera by Gaetano Donizetti, Elizabeth falls in love with that same Earl, whose name was Robert Devereux. This time on World of Opera, we have Donizetti's loosely historical drama, Roberto Devereux, coming to us from the Teatro Real, the Royal Theater in Madrid. The stars are soprano Mariella Devia as Queen Elizabeth in one of opera's great bel canto roles, and tenor Gregory Kunde as Roberto in a production led by conductor Bruno Campanella.